The end is not as far as you can see. Already there is apostasy. Man cast his lot and gathered the coals to stroke the fires that burn the souls. The days are numbered, the hours are few. So work and pray and try to do the work that's given in the light until that sad time when all is night. Stay tuned.
This program is dedicated to help you achieve peace of mind and soul in these troubling times, in these last days before that glorious day when Jesus Christ returns. Now, here is your moderator, Gary Wolscheid.
We go to the Book of Life and Love, the Bible. We turn to the Gospel of St. Matthew, chapter 24, verses 3 through 14, quote, "And as Jesus was sitting on the Mount of Olives, the disciples came to him privately, saying, 'Tell us when these things are to happen, and what will be the sign of thy coming and the end of the world?' And in answer Jesus said to them, 'Take care that no one leads you astray, for many will come in my name, saying, I am the Christ, and they will lead many astray. For you shall hear of wars and rumors of wars. Take care that you do not be alarmed, for these things must first come to pass, but the end is not yet. For nation will rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there will be pestilence and famines and earthquakes in various places. But all of these things are the beginnings of sorrows. Then they will deliver you up to the tribulation and will put you to death, and you will be hated by all nations for my name's sake. And then many will fall away and will betray one another and will hate one another. And many false prophets will arise and will lead many astray. And because iniquity will abound, the charity of many will grow cold. But whoever perseveres to the end, he shall be saved. And this gospel of the kingdom shall be preached in the whole world for a witness to all nations, and then will come the end." Unquote. The Virgin Mary, under the title Our Lady of the Roses, Mary Help of Mothers, appeared to Veronica Lucan at Bayside, New York, from 1970 to 1994. Our Lady brought urgent warnings and prophecies from God the Father in heaven of great events that are to happen in the very near future. She came to prepare us and save us if we will only listen and follow her instructions. Now pay attention carefully as we play an actual recording of the urgent warnings and prophecies given from heaven on June 18, 1991. We start at a point where Veronica is describing what she sees.
Now Jesus is looking over at Our Lady. Oh, she's crying. I never saw Our Lady cry before. She's crying. What's the matter, Mother? My child, my tears fall upon you all. Is it worth my pleading constantly for you before the throne of the Eternal Father? This would have come upon mankind sooner. But now I can tell you that those who will be saved will be counted in the few. Those who will be saved will be counted in the few. My child and my children, I come to you as a mother of peace, a mother of love, and above all, I want you to turn to my son and have courage in the days ahead. Many will fall from the wall of redemption. Now, my child, I know that this has been a time of great stress for you. It is urgent that the message from my son be given to the world. Now Our Lady is taking the most beautiful crucifix from within her gown. It's made of solid gold, and she's holding it out like this, and she's making the sign of the cross. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost, I bless you all, my children. I seek in my heart to find a refuge for you all. I am not despairing at this time at the knowledge that was given to me by the Eternal Father. I have great hopes for rescuing most of my children, but the Eternal Father makes it known that the numbers saved will be counted in the few. Now Jesus is putting his hand out, and he's making the sign of the cross like this, in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Now Jesus is touching his lips, which means to listen and repeat. The end is not as far as you can see. Already there is apostasy. Man cast his lot and gathered the coals to stoke the fires that burns the souls. The days are numbered, the hours are few. So work and pray and try to do the work that's given in the light until that sad time when all is night. My child, I ask you once, for the knowledge of the world, to repeat what I now give you. The exhortation. Dear Holy Father, worried and mourned, will struggle with Jesus to gather the sheep. The pastures are rich, but the sheep go thin, for the souls have succumbed to the sickness of sin. You'll need reinforcements from heavenly shores, so deep is the darkness of earth's shallow moors. All hearts must descend in true supplication to avoid the sad fate of divine devastation. Dear Holy Mother, your mother of love, does beg you to heed these dire words from above. His heart is torn by careless surrender. Are too many souls that don't try to remember the Father, the Son, the Spirit of life. Smite in the heart with the human knife of hate, greed, avarice, vanity, all indications that sin is insanity. What more must you do but place the full load of saving all souls on the few who are bold, who stand up and fight for all heaven's glory and meet with Pope Paul at the end of life's story? Now, my child, you will sit back and remember what I have told you now. This cannot be revealed at this moment, but listen to me carefully.
We'll pause here for a moment. You're listening to These Last Days radio broadcast in these last days before that glorious day when Jesus Christ returns. We have discovered an extraordinary video titled, I Am the Living Bread. In his Eucharistic presence, Jesus lives among us as one who loves us and gave himself up for us. He said, I am with you all days, even to the consummation of the world. This video is an up-close and personal look at how the lives of the people in San Antonio, Texas, have been dramatically touched by their devotion to Jesus in the Most Blessed Sacrament through Eucharistic adoration. Their compelling stories will inspire you to a more intimate relationship with our Blessed Savior. It tells of the extraordinary graces, blessings, and miracles people are receiving and how adoration programs in over 65 churches in the San Antonio Diocese are transforming the area. This film is a profound, moving testimony of the enormous graces, blessings, mercy, love that people like you and me are receiving from Jesus in the Most Blessed Sacrament. It is a personal witness of what Jesus can do for you in your life. Order it now. Show it to your family, friends, relatives, priests, and non-Catholic friends too. Send $20 plus $4.50 shipping and handling to These Last Days, P.O. Box 40, Lowell, Michigan, 49331. You may use your MasterCard, Visa, or American Express, and call 616-698-6448. The name of the video is I Am the Living Bread, for $20 plus $4.50 shipping and handling. In the past week, the number of holy hours before our Lord in Most Blessed Sacrament increased by 104 for a grand total of 43,832 holy hours pledged in the next year. We ask everyone to pray that the miraculous spring will erupt at St. Robert Bellarmine Church at Bayside, New York, and Our Lady will appear over the old church building very soon. Also, please pray that we will have many generous supporters to help keep Our Lady of the Roses prophecies on this radio station. A chemistry teacher in a high school claimed that the Roman Catholic Church was in error in believing that the bread and wine could be changed into the body and blood of Jesus, as if it was possibly said to change the nature, or that it is impossible, he said, to change the nature of a substance. A Catholic student replied to his statement, "Professor, I am very much surprised to hear you say that bread and wine cannot be changed into the flesh and blood, especially so to hear you say that in the name of chemistry. What becomes of food you eat and wine you drink? Are they not changed by the laws of nature into your flesh and blood? If God can effect that change through the laws of nature, of which He is the author, why can He not effect that change directly and immediately by His own power?" The professor was fair and frank enough to say, "Thanks. I had never before adverted to the fact that the process of metabolism in the human body is constantly affecting much the same change as you believe takes place at the consecration. I withdraw my comment as unfounded and incorrect." These Last Days Ministries is on the internet at www.bayside.org. We have the end time prophecies of Our Lady of the Roses, actual recordings of the messages, testimonies, directives from heaven, miraculous pictures, the third secret of Fatima, and much more. Be sure and tell your family and friends about it. That's www.bayside.org. And now we again return to the Bayside prophecies given on June 18, 1991. We start at a point where Veronica is describing what she sees.
Our Lady is wiping the tears from her eyes. Now I can see her much closer, and she's happy. I know how she felt. Our Lady cried the whole time that Jesus was talking. Our Lady still, though she's smiling, she still looks very sad. My child and my children, I will not elaborate on my son's discourse with you tonight. All I can say is I stand before the Eternal Father and continuously plead your cause before Him. If this was not to be, you would have received the wall of redemption already. I do not know my children, how long I can hold the hand of the Eternal Father back. I can say at this time that when the ball of redemption hits the earth, only a few will be saved. I see it's a huge ball. It's covering the whole sky. It's coming into the trees, too. It's huge. It's smothering. And there's fire, too. There's fire all around it. It's huge. As far as I can see, it's a whole mountain like falling on us. A rock with fire. Oh, no. Now it's becoming dark. The darkness is covering the sky. It was all afire. It was huge. Now a lady is coming forward. She's by herself. I don't see Jesus. But our lady is standing now over the tree, directly in front of us, and she's touching her fingers to her lips. My child, we did not seek to make you affrighted. However, it was necessary to bring to the world the dire consequences. If man does not make an immediate reparation to the Eternal Father for his offenses against the Father. I could go on, my child, for hours of earth time giving to you these offenses, for throughout the earth years they have multiplied. Man has not progressed on the course that the Eternal Father placed him on earth to follow. Therefore, if in due time, in time known to the Eternal Father in his will, there will be sent upon mankind a ball of cleansing. I cannot remove his hand near the ball, my child. Pray for poor sinners who are falling into hell now, as numerous as the raindrops or the snows fall upon earth. Hell is overflowing, and hell is eternal. I weep for these poor souls, for they had too few who prayed for them. Mothers must exercise great care over those placed in their trust by the Eternal Father. The abomination that hits the very heart of the Eternal Father committed on the earth is the murders of the unborn. At the time of conception, the Holy Spirit makes the child, and the breath of the Almighty gives it life. Therefore, you shall not create a monstrous machine throughout your world. That is what has become a machine. No human could conceive but Satan of this act of the sacrifice of the unborn. Murder in the eyes of the Eternal Father. My child, I understand how this has made you ill. However, we depend on you and others to actually help during this crisis. One of the final warnings are being given throughout the world to mankind.
You have just heard part of the end time prophecies of Our Lady of the Roses given on June 18th, 1991. The complete prophecy in printed form is available free. Just call 616-698-6448 or write These Last Days, P.O. Box 40, Lowell, Michigan, 49331. And now we have the latest news from Our Lady of the Roses Shrine from Veronica Lukin's former secretary and very close friend, Mrs. Ann Ferguson. Hello, Mrs. Ferguson.
Hello, Gary. It's a pleasure to speak to you once again and your wonderful listeners. Now, my first testimony here is from Michigan. To Our Lady's workers, I have a testimony. When I came to Bayside in 1979, I was divorced and married outside the church. When we came to Our Lady's shrine, Our Lady let us know that we were not well with her. So with proper guidance, we separated for 5 years and lived 400 miles apart. Last year, my first husband passed away. Now, Joe and I were married at St. Lawrence's Roman Catholic Church in Utica, Michigan. We wish to thank Our Lady, Our Blessed Mother, for everything. And then that is signed. Now, my first testimony here, the next one is from Wisconsin. To Our Lady's workers, a couple of years ago, I saw a billboard for the Bayside Shrine. I called for the telephone number and got on your mailing list. I received several of your newsletters and one day a rose petal blessed at your shrine. I am happy to tell you that shortly after, I joined the Roman Catholic Church. I now attend Mass regularly and say the rosary daily. My life has been incredibly blessed, due, I am very sure, to my devotion to Our Lady. I have a new job, a PhD, everything going my way. I feel so good about life, very happy in my faith. I know where it all came from, and I thank God. Just thought you'd like to know how one rose petal changed my life. Then that is signed. Now I have another party here from Costa Rica. To Our Lady's workers, I beg that the testimony that I will mention be published to the world so that people won't doubt in placing all their faith in Jesus and Mary. My sister, Seal, gave birth to a daughter who was born with many health problems. She had respiratory problems, sugar in the blood, and that became infected. I asked the nurse to allow me to see the baby. The little girl was breathing very heavy. I took the rose petal out of my purse and placed it on her and prayed to Our Lady of the Roses. I really felt Our Blessed Mother's presence. We were told that they would transfer to the Children's National Hospital. We called a few minutes before that time, and what a surprise we received from the doctor informed us that the child's respiratory problems had disappeared and that she seemed to be recuperating from everything she had. Imagine that after being told that she wasn't going to live. She is now completely healthy, a lovely and intelligent little child. If I told you all that Our Blessed Mother has done for us, She has cured me of a terrible nervous state, cured my husband, he has stopped drinking, and so many other things that I would never end relating them to you. At the end of May or beginning June, I will give birth to a child. I know that all will be well because when one has faith in Jesus and Mary, we lack nothing. My Jesus and Mary bless you, and may these miracles from heaven give you strength to continue your wonderful work. And then that is signed. And that's all I have today, Gary. May God bless you now.
Thank you, Mrs. Ferguson. In closing, I urgently ask for your prayers and your financial support to help us continue Our Lady of the Roses prophecies on this radio station. Please send what you can today to These Last Days, P.O. Box 40, Lowell, Michigan, 49331. Thank you in advance. And thank you for joining us today. Be sure to join us next week. Until then, may Jesus and Mary richly bless you and protect you and your loved ones in these last days before that glorious day when Jesus Christ comes from heaven with great power and majesty.
You've been listening to These Last Days broadcast. We hope this program has been a blessing to you. We ask you to invite your family, friends, and relatives to join us next week at this time. We plead for your prayers that many will listen to this program and save their souls. Many miracles have occurred through Our Lady of the Roses medal and rose petals, blessed by Jesus and Mary at Bayside. You may obtain these without cost by writing These Last Days, Lowell, Michigan, 49331. The written messages are available free upon request. Your financial support is urgently needed to ensure this broadcast continues to be heard on this station. It will greatly encourage us in our ministry to hear from you. Please mention the call letters of this station when you write. Again, our mailing address is These Last Days, Lowell, Michigan, 49331.
This radio program has been brought to you by These Last Days Ministries, Incorporated.